What was the language that you proposed, Mary?
Overview of the status of
each database.
Overview of the status.
I don't think it has to be of each, just of the databases.
Okay, of all the databases.
Well,
okay.
It's how it was last year, and it
that's
absolutely...
Fine. That's fine.
Okay,
that's fine.
Is everyone okay with that?
Yes, that's all right with me.
So we keep
are there any objections
preparing.
To that?
Right, so it's
no, it replaces.
No, replacing it with
well, you
overview.
Need to have a verb.
Overviewing.
Providing. Providing
performing
an
overview of
what?
The status. Performing an overview of the status.
Yeah. Preparing an overview.
Preparing an overview. All right,
yeah.
That's been compromised. Preparing an overview of the status of all databases for use in the elections.
And I would just,
thank
yeah.
you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Okay, so that's fine.
That's fine.
Terry?
Thank you. Terry?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I have language now. To allow the executive director flexibility in negotiating the duties and powers of this position without confusing them with the responsibilities of an election supervisor, I propose the following amendment to replace for an interim national election supervisor with the language for a consultant.
I object, and I object on the basis that we want to grant the person the implicit authority that is granted to him in the bylaws. We don't want to diminish that. The only reason we're even having to go through this is because the bylaws was flawed in not allowing sufficient time for an election supervisor to perform their duties.
May I respond?
Please, Terry.
I'll remind the committee of the problems that the National Election Supervisor has told the committee regarding his authority and ability to get anything done because of the limits of that position.
Well, how is being a consultant helpful? I think that's less helpful. If he, again, as I mentioned earlier, is that I personally feel, and we can discuss this at some future time, that each of these positions, everything from the election supervisor to the ED to whomever, have not maximized the authority that has been implicit and explicit in both bylaws and policy. So, you know, we can further discuss that at another time, but I think that's a very separate issue from this motion. The purpose of this motion is simply to get someone on board right away. So I would not be open to that caveat. Not that it's
Mary
mine,
Berg?
It belongs to the body, but that's just my feeling.
Mary Berg?
Yes, Mary. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think consultant is not defined and is more vague and gives, if anything, less authority, whereas the position, you know, of the supervisors, some of that work is defined. I agree with Lydia, and I would not like to see some other word substituted. This is what we're really talking about. We're overcoming the fact that we don't get to hire one till May 15th, that's all. We're trying to get the show on the road.
Point of information, if I may. Lydia, have you discussed this at all with the executive director? To see if this, you know...
Well, no, but I mean, he was in favor of this, as I recall, last year. It's the same thing, except that it's full-time. That's the only thing. And the same time frame, because we passed it last year on the 20th.
Right.
So I didn't think that was necessary. I think he was very happy to have someone earlier rather than later.
He was, and he said he was thinking about that again this year. I did hear that, but I'm also concerned that the list of duties was so troublesome last year that we might want to be giving it a little more thought. I think we phrased it broadly enough so that it gives someone some latitude, though I'm not too worried about that.
Terry? Yeah, if no one else will speak in favor of my amendment, then I will withdraw it.
All right, thank you. That will save us some time. If there's no more discussion, are we ready to move for a vote on this?
Yes.
Okay, are there any objections to this? And may I consider this passed without objection, or do we need Does anyone want to take a vote on this? All right, let's consider this passed then without objection. And thank you, Lydia, for getting that through.
Thank you.
And I hope that it will achieve its accomplishment goal, which is really achieve its goal, which is really going to be difficult. All right, let's see, where are we now?
Mary Berg, point of something or other.
Mary,
you said the thing you said. Could you just send me the language you read? I assume that it would
yes,
be...
Yes, I will.
It, so try to scribble it. Okay, great. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Let's see. I think we put that as a special order, and I think our next motion then is... under unfinished business.
Carolyn, Art Stasny's bailing, okay?
All right, Art, thank you very much.
Take care and thank
really
you, helped. Folks.
Mm-hmm.
Good night.
Thank you.
Thank you, Art.
Now, under unfinished business, where are we? The definition of staff. Oh, no, we have the discussion of efficient and inclusive election schedule. That is next. And we have only 15 minutes for that, with the promise that it will be continued next time. All right, Richard, would you like to speak to that?
Am I on or am I muted?
You're on.
Oh, you're on.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and I wasn't sure. Yeah, it's almost like the old saying about the elephant in the room. You know, we talk about all these things, but realistically, mm-hmm. I've been around this process now through three elections, and I've watched the first election, the second election, and the third one. And in the third one, it became very clear, there was indications of this in the second one, clearly, but in the third one, that there are people amongst us who don't want these elections, clearly do not want them. There are people in management that do not want them and go out of their way to not make it easy for them to happen. And, you know, we either got to do them and do them right with enthusiasm or not. And I'm going to say something, and I hope it doesn't offend anybody, but, you know, I worked in radio years ago, and I know that if I was running a station and had 2 months' time, there would be no problem about getting a quorum, because I would have some enthusiasm going out over the air about that process, getting people involved in it, and so on. And we don't have that. And that's, you know, it's like, it really disturbs me that we don't deal with that issue straight up, because, you know, I mean, look at what happened at Washington, D.C. What, three candidates they had at the deadline mm-hmm. until some fairly extreme pressure was put on, and then all of a sudden there were plenty. You know, our listeners know us from the radio. If we don't put out a proper attitude on the radio about the election process, then they're not going to participate, because that's where they hear about all this stuff. That's how they're connected to us, you know. And it just blows my mind that people who claim to be progressive politically can play these games about democratic process and think nobody sees what's going on. And it's, I mean, I would go as far as to say that, you know, we shouldn't have managing any of our stations somebody who doesn't fully believe in the bylaws and the democratic process. It's incongruent to have somebody running a station and who is, you know, doing things in the consciously against the bylaws. It just, I don't know, it makes me almost go crazy sometimes. These contradictions down here, and everybody just acting like it's no big deal. And I don't understand it. I mean, I do understand it. I don't want to, you know, get into some deeper levels of political analysis. I'll be writing something about that one of these days soon. But, you know, we have to deal with this straight up. Otherwise, we might as well just pack it in and go home for the bylaws, because they're being disrespected regularly and ignored and sometimes even fought against. And, I mean, I can list many examples if people want to hear them, but I think you all know them. But I think we just, you know, I don't know why. Maybe people think it's going to be too cumbersome, but it's almost like And I use this analogy carefully, okay, because of excesses. But it's almost like Pacifica needs a cultural revolution about democracy because it's not practiced very well in the board meetings that I listen to, that I participate in, and clearly in the election, administration by the various stations. It's like, you know, totally different at different stations. And at some of them, it's just, you know, it's major game playing with indications that there are stuff going on with various groups of candidates. And I mean, it makes Florida and Ohio not look so bad. It's kind of normal. And we have got to be better. We have got to have, you know, we have got to set an example for other people to follow. You know, if we're going to be the alternative to the major media, we need to internally practice as clean as we can and as honest and truthful and not be manipulative and not play power games. We need to put arguments out on the table and have them dealt with, not shuffled over behind executive session when they don't need to be. And all these kinds of things kill the vitality of this organization. And it shows itself most consciously during the election process. So I think that's all I have to say.
Okay. Anybody else want to speak to that? I've been thinking about this issue ever since it came on the agenda, and I think that one of the problems that I see is something that's not easily surmounted, and that is the feeling by staff that elections undermine their power. And I don't know how to get around that. The power of the staff is built in, and there's an antagonism that is fostered and encouraged by some people because it suits their personal and local political goals, much as I hate to say that. And then there's the ignorance factor. People really do not understand how governance, what good governance or elected governance could possibly improve their lives or the radio or the product. And maybe somehow we have to speak to that and make clear what our role is with regard to the product, the air. There just seems to be this built-in hostility. I don't know how to overcome it. And maybe that's what we need to be thinking about.
Carolyn?
Yes.
In the absence of anybody else, I'd just like to make one comment to what you said. First, we have to decide that we want to overcome it.
Well, who is the we?
The network, the people involved.
Some of the people involved, as you point out, do not want to. It's against
their goals. I know.
Maybe
they need to go.
Smaller goals. Well,
it's like, you know.
How do we encourage people on the air? You're right. If in fact the attitude that goes out over the air is negative and hostile, people are going to respond. I think one of the things that this committee could do is to encourage a local governance program. I don't know any station that has a good program about what the board is doing or about governance or about the station, the network itself, whether it's, you know, showcasing the executive director or showcasing a particular committee's work or showcasing something wonderful about the network to get enthusiasm so that people think that, you know, the $25 is buying something more than just a vote that they may not feel obliged to cast. Somehow I think that getting the folios back would help people. People are disconnected. And whether it's negative or positive, a lot of people are disconnected from their stations. And I think the absence of the folio is a huge issue. Yes, Lydia.
This is a wonderful discussion, and I think it's one that definitely needs to be had. But in terms of the agenda, are there any motions on the floor, or are these discussions we can table till later?
We agreed to allow 15 minutes to this and table the discussion until postpone the rest of it, because it was originally scheduled for 30 to the next meeting.
Right,
so
and where are we in
time? We started at 10:34.
Well, we're talking about the timeline, right?
So, no, we're talking about the discussion on the efficient and inclusive elections process by Richard Phelps.
Okay.
And we have about 10 minutes left.
Mm-hmm. But are we through?
Well, Mary Berg, I have one thing to say here. You're talking about what would interest people, and as I go about, I think both the staffs and the listeners who pay the bills would really like to know what this board is doing to become more efficient in the governance, not only just what is it doing, but what about the costs and so forth to accomplish it. There's a lot of criticism about this. And part of it devolves about the infighting. We have made, at KPFA, we have made listeners so disgusted they won't come with the outreach. They don't help us like they did.
Mm-hmm.
And our outreach is very poor as a result, because you need this body of workers to go out and help. So a focus on, you know, say, what is the board doing and so forth. And the folio is nice, but I think, really, people have become so disgusted over the way, the inefficiencies that we have shown since our inceptions, that we're going to have to mend a lot of fences. That is part of the problem. It isn't just either or, the people that want it, the people that don't. I take Richard's point, and he's right, but there's also a lot of other factors. And if you got rid of all those people who didn't want it, that would not solve these other problems or generate interest in these elections. It has really gone down considerably from the original enthusiasm, and we can play a part in fixing that.
Well, I think that part of the problem that I see, if I may, is the lack of enthusiasm from the top. People are discouraged about elections, partly because they have there've been so many problems at implementing them fairly, and so much infighting. They've stimulated so much rancor that a lot of people are discouraged at the possibility of attracting good people and then getting people to vote for them. So when you say there are other factors, Mary, do you have any in mind that we could pinpoint and maybe address?
Yes, the infighting, that's a huge factor. You just touched on some of it. What is the point of having fair elections if all your election is electing is contestants in a boxing match? And people have really, really, I don't know about the other signal areas, but we have an awful lot of disgust on the part of our listeners, subscribers that has developed over this. They come to our local board meetings. National ones seemed to be a little better. People were, believe it or not, people felt the Walnut Creek one was favorable compared to our local ones.
Mm-hmm.
And we just need to get a whole lot more done, and we have to develop a code of conduct that says this fighting, this is no-no. You want to do this, you leave the room. You go someplace else. But we cannot continue with this kind of thing. And I think that's a big, big factor.
Do you think developing a code of conduct for, as Jack pointed out, improving the campaign, fair campaign rules so that they're more meaningful would restrain some of the infighting that goes on during the campaign period?
Well, there again, if we have ethical behavior, you can't resort to some of the really scandalous, scurrilous attacks upon candidates. This should not happen in a Pacifican organization. It just shouldn't. I don't care what goes on in a union or what goes on wherever in the world. We are trying to do something different here, and we are trying to be unique. And if we don't set some curbs on this, it was pretty disgraceful at all the stations as far as I can see. The ethics was set up really low ebb, and anything goes that you could get away with. The only issue is, could you get away with it? This is totally a turnoff to people in the Pacifica organization, in my opinion.
Well, Mary, I just would say that your generalities, besides my analysis, is that, you know, having chaired the board there for 14 months, that the major disruptions were by and large, coming from people who didn't like the election process. And there was a lot of stonewalling. There was a lot of dirty tricks being played. It was all kinds of stuff, which I could go on and list, which I will eventually, but not tonight. But that you know, things that I think we need to, you know, have a... The only code of conduct I'd like to see in a reality would be a commitment to truth and struggle, meaning if you're going to have political debates with people, and there are basic political differences, and that's not really factionalism. There are principles involved in a lot of the discussions that happen. But when people start taking what people say and misquoting them and distorting what they say and, you know, reporting back, you know, being asked how they voted on certain things and saying they can't remember when they're up for re-election and so forth and stuff like that. I mean, you know, when they should be remembering crucial votes that they've placed. And you know, transparency is not foremost in some people's minds. You know, I mean, it's real clear what's going on. And, you know, it was most epitomized in our area by an email somebody sent that talked about, you know, we lost control of the board, so let's dismantle it if we have to. I mean, that was a straight-out statement. You know, I mean, folks, you know, that was, that's just the way it is. I feel like we have become those that we claim to want to replace in the media or in society. And I think fighting for power has got to be done in a principled fashion, or you end up being as bad as the people you replace. And I don't see that happening, you know, on the board, and I don't see that happening on the committees, or I don't see that happening, you know, in the elections. I see a lot of unprincipled behavior, and I see most people not wanting to stand up and call it. And I end up doing
Madam
that
Chair.
A lot. Anyway.
Madam Chair.
Yes.
Yeah, this is Serena. I think time has passed for this agenda item. I think we also have an example of why people are not as enthusiastic as some would say that they want.
Actually, we have one more minute.
I will
add on to after your comment. Go ahead.
Well, I have a point of information, actually. What happened to the elections timeline agenda item?
We somehow got
to unfinished business without that, without doing that.
No, we just started unfinished business, actually. This is the first item in unfinished business.
Right, at 10:35, and I interrupted at 10:50 after the same member had spoken, I think, three times.
10:49.
Okay. Will we be moving to elections timeline soon? It's 10:51.
No, the next item is the definition of staff, and then after that is the elections timeline. So there's one more item before we come to that. Okay, we have 1 minute left. Is there anyone who wants to speak to this further? Let's think then next time this issue, then we'll continue this as we agreed at the next meeting, and perhaps some of us can come up with actual motions to address some of the issues that Richard has raised, which I think are quite valid, and that Mary has pinpointed. All right. Next item, then, is the definition of staff, which is 20 minutes is allotted to that. And this was separated from the motion considered at the last meeting. And shall I read this aloud? I don't know that everyone has this.
This is Jack. I move to lay this on the table.
I second that, although not as needed.
And may I ask your reason for that?
Because this committee is not fully formed, I think this is probably too substantial of a motion to pass under that circumstance. It's discourteous to members who have not yet been elected to this committee.
All right. Any other thoughts on that? Any discussion on this? Does anyone object to that besides myself? All right, then. I guess we'll, hearing no objection, then we'll move to postpone this to the next meeting. Is that all right?
I'm sorry, Carol.
To a time certain, Jack? Or?
Well, if you lay it on the table, it still can be taken from the table at your next meeting.
Yes, I hate to do that, simply because it's in limbo. Did I hear someone else wanted to speak?
This is LaVarne. I had to step away for a second. But I guess I heard that. I'm sorry. Was that an object to the...
Can't hear you?
I'm sorry.
Barely, yes.
So I'm sorry, but Carolyn, you were about to read the
definition of staff motion.
Okay. So and I'm sorry. And so there was an objection to reading.
A movement. No, there's a move to lay this on the table.
I object that. Based on our agenda, I would like to proceed.
You'd like to proceed with that?
Yes.
All right. Then we need to take a vote to table. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, so, and we haven't gotten to the issue of whether we want it to postpone or lay on the table. Okay.
Well, the motion was to
The question,
lay it on the table.
That's mm-hmm. right.
Yeah.
And that, excuse me, point of order, is not debatable.
The motion to lay it on the table is not debatable?
Exactly.
That's correct.
Ah, I see. All right. We will move on. I must say, however, all right. Well, I will myself.
We did not pass this without exception, right? I mean, without objection. We have to take a roll call vote.
A vote, yeah.
Okay. Mary Berg votes. I'm going to come back to me. I want to table it, but not to lay on the table. Okay. No, actually, I'll vote yes. All right. Carolyn?
No.
Jane Gatewood? Jane? I'll come back to Jane. I'm sorry. Terry Goodman?
Yes.
Lydia Brezon?
Yes.
Richard Feltz?
No.
Deb Shafto?
Deb is not on the committee any longer.
Oh, I thought I heard her on here earlier. Okay, she said she was present in the roll call. Okay. Okay, wait. Sandra never, she's not here. Okay. Bob Letterer.
Yes.
And LaVarne Williams?
No.
Did you say no?
No.
Okay. Thank you. Art is gone. Jack?
Yes.
Okay. That was only Jane Gatewood. Jane, are you unmuted?
And Serene, did you call Serene?
And Serene, wait a minute. No, she's still... You're right. Okay, Serene, how do you vote?
I vote yes. And Mary, I think you might have heard me answering when you were calling Deb because I had a little delay getting off mute. Maybe that's why you're...
Okay. So,
okay.
I'll just cross her off. Okay. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 yes. And we have 1, 2, 3 no. So it passes.
All right.
We voted to lay it on the table,
mm-hmm.
which means we have to take it off the table next time.
Right.
It's not automatically anywhere, right?
That is correct.
Okay. So
the next item is the elections timeline, which we did not set time for. Would someone like to propose a time limit for this? It is now 10:57.
Terry?
Terry?
Before we set a time limit, I'd like 3 minutes to hear the status of the Governance Committee's work on this motion, on this issue. So I'm a member of the Governance Committee.
Uh-huh. All right. Good point.
This is Bob. I think I can answer.
Mm-hmm.
My recollection is that that there was a working group appointed to look into this, but I don't think they ever met, or maybe they met once and didn't have enough people, but it's really not gone anywhere.
Well, that was a fast 3 minutes, Bob. Thank you.
Actually, I'd like to address the time question, the amount of time for this item.
Certainly.
Okay. I would suggest 10 minutes, and the reason so short is that for several different reasons, I don't think we should take up the first part of the resolution tonight, which offers a very specific new timetable that we would recommend, because, first of all, we have to really study it more and think about the implications. How does it interact with all kinds of other events that go on at the stations and so on? Second of all, we have to look at the bylaws issues of changing a timetable that's already set in the bylaws that I think absolutely requires a vote by the membership. But third, because of what Jack has just said, that we shouldn't be taking substantive action tonight when we don't have a full complement. We don't even have a single person here from KPFT, for instance. So rather, I would propose we just focus on the second part, that a work group be established, and just set up the work group in the same way that we did the earlier work group on, I forgot now, whatever that topic was, where we said we would try to encourage them to, you know, to get the new people involved, and then basically defer it to the next meeting. So therefore, 10 minutes.
All right, any objections to 10 minutes for that purpose? All right, hearing none then, we'll limit this discussion to 10 minutes. It is now 10:59.
Point of privilege, Terry Goodman must leave the call.
Terry, all right. Thank you, Terry.
Night, Terry.
Good night.
Good night, Terry.
Now, Bob, are you proposing essentially a substitute motion?
Right.
Which consists entirely of Section 2?
Yeah, with a slight amendment in the current wording of 2,
mm-hmm.
Which would be that a work group be established to recommend the best method for accomplishing, and where it says this change, it would say a change in the election timeline, and then back to the original, in the bylaws, which work group shall coordinate so far as feasible with a work group on the same issue established by the Governance Committee on bylaws amendments.
I second that.
Point. A request from the Secretary. Could you please send me that language?
Sure.
The language that you're actually, because I'm here in bed and it's hard to type and talk and
yeah,
so on.
Yeah, I will.
Mm-hmm. All right. Are there any objections to this amendment to the language? All right. Hearing none, and that is the substitute amendment. Are there any objections to substituting that amended sentence for the entire motion? All right, hearing none, and that is objected. That is adopted, excuse me, without objection. And we've just saved another 8.5 minutes. Very efficient.
Well, if I may, just to follow up quickly, we could at least solicit volunteers right now, even though the working group shouldn't hold its first meeting until the other people are elected in the next couple of weeks. We could get, you know, at least get started. Who's going to take responsibility?
So, I'm sorry. Are you suggesting that we do or do not volunteer now?
Yeah,
we
do.
Wait or what?
We do.
Pardon?
No, we do now, and then they'll be kind of poised and ready to go when the new people are elected.
Well, that seems logical. I don't want to put a cap on it, but I would ask people to remember that we have several work groups going which are non-functional because people are overworked. So I would recommend that people volunteer very carefully for this, even though there's no deadline and it'll be slightly delayed getting people organized for this. Would anyone else like to volunteer for this?
Well, I would, yeah. I have a lot of stuff on this issue. Over
now, Mary, Richard is watching.
That's okay. I don't care.
All right.
There's work already done on my part, a whole lot.
All right.
and then
anyone else?
This is Bob. I'll be glad to volunteer after I finish the earlier assignment I volunteered for about the list of topics from the supervisors.
Yeah,
so that'll be
right. This
know,
is
a few weeks from now.
Yeah, this is down the road, so we're just indicating interest.
Mm-hmm. All right, and anyone else want to volunteer down the road?
I don't know.
Well, that's enough. That's enough names to get it started. Thank you. And then at the next meeting, we'll remind people that there is a work group that they may volunteer.
Yeah, we have to start over anyway and get other volunteers. Yeah.
All right. Good enough. Thank you. All right, moving right along then. The next item is the part-time elections-related work, which I think is moot, given the...
Yeah, I do too.
The question arose, though, about this motion, which was that the executive director hire a person on a part-time basis to carry out elections-related tasks. And then they're listed very specifically, and most of these items have been covered by either the motion passed last time or the full-time person that we're just recommending.
This is Jack.
Jack.
And Mary Berg, also one of them.
I move that we postpone this item indefinitely, which essentially kills it. And I wrote it.
All right. Oh, you did?
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Okay.
Yes, Bob?
Jack, let me ask you, because when I saw this motion, I thought it was exactly what seemed to be needed for one of the problems that I actually talked a little with Les about, which is that there were crucial moments at the height of the, the ballot sending out, after the first round of ballots were sent out, and then all these members said, I never got a ballot, or I got the wrong ballot, or the husband and wife didn't both get ballots, or whatever the case may be. And it seemed like that Les, and this is not a commentary on Les, it's about the structure we set up, did not have the capacity as one full-time person to do everything. And so at that point in the process, it seems like it would be very helpful to have a part-time assistant to do that type of task.
This is Lydia. Would like to be on the stack.
Lydia and Carolyn.
Mary.
And Mary.
Mm-hmm. Mary. Yeah.
I support the notion also, but I do think that we need to bring an election supervisor on board so that they can delineate exactly what kind of a person they need and when in the timeline they need the person. And the assistant, because I do think that that's needed. However, I also think that it's important to look back at both Terry and Kenny did extremely well in the turnaround when ballots had not been received. I mean, you would get it like the next day. Everybody that I know that called in were really impressed by the speed with which they received their ballots. So whether they were given, we need to look in, at least here, okay, I can only speak from personal experience and my own ballot necessity at the time. But what I think that we need to do is find out also what mechanisms they used. Were they given some time from national staff members? What is the availability of some of the national staff members, for example? And so there has to be like a whole staff analysis of what's available right now and also what the election supervisor needs. So I think it's wise to postpone it as long as we recognize that there may be a need down the road to move this motion forward. That would be my thinking.
All right. Mary?
Yeah, I agree totally with what Lydia said about I think we need to find who the supervisor is to see what work should be done. This is premature. We can authorize it. Then I have to go on record, especially as it's a public call. I disagree utterly and totally. My experience with Kenny Mostern was abysmally the opposite, and I don't have time on this call to go into all the ways in which it was totally the opposite. So I just want that on the record. But I support her point totally about this.
Mary,
all
to
right,
clarify, that was not a commentary about Kenny or Terry. It was a commentary about whether they might have had staff that assisted them that we didn't know about.
Yeah,
it
no, they
do
didn't.
With
they
the quality
did, but
of what they did. Okay.
Not,
anyway,
not our
that
staff.
Was,
not our staff.
That was
no.
my the only thing that my comment was referring to. It was not
mm-hmm.
referring to them versus Les. I don't want it to be a negative.
I just didn't want to lose any chance to put my utter disgust with every aspect of that man's performance. Sorry.
Well,
you opened the door to me, and I walked right in. But I agree.
Thank you for sharing, Mary. All right. I did have a comment on that. The original idea, I think, is excellent, but I tend to agree with Lydia that perhaps if there is going to be a full-time person, that person might want to hire his or her own assistant if necessary, and at that point we might come forward and support that with a resolution. But I certainly
right.
agree to tabling this perhaps indefinitely.
Scott?
Don? Bob?
Yeah, no, I agree with what Carolyn just said. I certainly don't think this, well, for all the reasons we've been saying all evening, we shouldn't be voting on substantive things tonight, and it's premature, and we need, you know, we need the new supervisor to weigh in on it. I just wanted to kind of add to what Mary said, and this is not about personalities. I won't even name anyone's name because it's not a criticism. It's just a fact that there were many complaints in all three elections at WBAI from members that even after they requested a ballot, it still took 10, 12, 14 days, in some cases never, before it arrived. So it's just a question we need to look at with the help of the new supervisor once she or he is hired down the road.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess maybe procedurally we should do what we did a minute ago and
mm-hmm.
vote and move to lay this on the table. So
the motion is, are you amending? The motion was to table indefinitely.
Right, which, if
that's
I understood right,
it's
Jack
not.
Said was the equivalent of killing it. And so rather
no,
than killing it.
You guys, I think it was to postpone. Jack, wasn't it?
Yeah, postpone indefinitely is typically used to kill a motion. It doesn't.
Right.
To lay on the table or postpone to a certain time is a different motion. So I don't know if it could be offered as a substitute. I'm not totally clear on that.
And you're offering to postpone indefinitely.
Mm-hmm.
Is that correct?
That would be my motion. Postpone indefinitely. Or no, I'm sorry.
Okay, well that's
table
yeah.
rather than postpone indefinitely. It's
oh,
yeah. It's just to make sure we're not saying that we think they should be killed right now.
All right.
Okay, so you're making an amendment.
Excuse me. We need to vote on lay on the table then, on the motion on the amendment to lay on the table.
Point mm-hmm. of information. Bob, are you saying lay on the table, or are you saying table until some time certain, or until...
No time certain. It'll be the committee's
okay.
discretion, you know, when based on the hiring of a new person.
Okay. So you're amending lay it on the table. Is that
right.
correct?
Yeah.
Can that be done?
Okay.
Can you amend
yeah.
a motion to postpone?
Yeah.
News to me, but maybe you can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right,
so
Mary. I've never heard of such a thing. But
I'm sorry.
I said I've never heard of such a thing. But go ahead,
Mary. Do you want to
well,
take a vote on?
Is there any objection? Why don't we find that out?
Any objection to laying it on the table? Oh no. All right.
Okay.
There is none then, and we'll consider that passed without objection. And then the motion is laid on the table, and. This moves us into new business, of which there is only one item left, and that is the analysis of the 2006 elections. And since that was my motion, if I may, I proposed a work group to analyze reported costs of the elections from several sources, because we have several different sources, and make recommendations for future expenditures and areas to target for savings and reduction in expenses. Areas to be analyzed shall include, but not be limited to, the use of consultants, national and local expenditures for staffing and equipment, and the potential advantages of electronic voting. Work group shall return its recommendations by April 15th, 2007. Is there any discussion? Open for discussion on that.
Lavarne.
Yes.
We definitely need this. I mean, the working group to look at this definitely needs to be implemented, and perhaps we could also work with the audit committee. And
can you speak up?
I'm sorry.
Can you speak up? I my volume's been high. I can't hear a thing you're saying.
Excuse me. Yeah, this is definitely something that we need to do, and perhaps we can work with the audit committee. Because the one thing that's very, very important is that when we look at these expenses, the validity of the expenses really depends a lot on the expertise of the business manager at each station, in order for that person to be able to question expenses that are charged to the stations, and also the allocation of expenses. So that's why if we also work in conjunction with the audit committee to really to do some type of audit or to assist with the auditing these expenses, the election expenses, that would be so that, you know, it's not garbage in, garbage out. And this is very, very important for us to determine exactly the cost of elections, and also to look at the cost of the elections from prior years too, so we can have a real benchmark to see, you know, if the costs are going up or down, and what were the real costs.
I hear a motion sort of forming to form a work group in conjunction with the audit committee.
Yes.
That you're proposing?
Yes, absolutely.
Does anybody else want to speak to this? Okay, so the motion is to form a work group with the audit committee.
It's an amendment now.
It's an amendment, yes.
To
form a work group with the audit committee. So we can just add that maybe to the first line. A work group shall be formed.
Mm-hmm.
Together with the audit committee?
Yes.
To work with the audit committee? Is that, I'm not sure the language there. Together with
is fine.
Together with. Without consulting them.
I'd say they'll be happy to.
Together with the audit committee. Okay. So insert together with the audit committee after work group and before shall. To change that. Are there any discussion on that amendment? Okay, are there any objections to that amendment? All right, may we consider it then approved without objection?
Yep.
All right, and moving right along, then we have the entire motion. Any discussion or further amendments to the rest of the motion? Does August, April 15th seem feasible to you, Lavarne?
The report back might be, that might, and especially since everyone is speaking to the fact that a lot of the LSPs have not really elected members. So maybe we can extend it maybe another 4 weeks or so.
May 15th?
Yeah. And that will get us into, and just the reason why is that will get us into, we'll have our consultant or whoever in terms of
mm-hmm. I see.
the elections, and then there will be some type of document that will look at cost. So this person will have a general outline of what the expenses are, and in terms of working within that level of expenses or cost.
I see, extending it forward somewhat. All right, are there any objections to changing April 15 to May 15? All right, hearing no objections then, that is adopted. I can't. That's amazing. Well, I'm relatively early, and I just want to thank you all as probably what is my last meeting as chair. I can't tell you how much I've appreciated working with you all, and especially those of you who jumped in to help and support and educate me. It's been a learning experience, for which I apologize if that's been hard on some of you, but I especially appreciate those of you who helped and were so supportive.
May I ask just one last question? And thank you, Carolyn. I've only been on this one call with you as chair, but thank you. I assume you're going to continue on the committee, hopefully. And but anyway, so I just have a questions of clarification, and unfortunately, I think. Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, is WBAI LSB? Is that on, is that when?
Tuesday.
We're meeting Tuesday night.
Okay, and does anybody know when the PFW, is Jane still on the call?
I just saw a notice that they were postponed from the 14th to the 20-something. Now, whether that's this coming week or the 28th, I'm not sure.
Okay.
But if you go on their website, I think you can find the postponement.
21st.
Okay. And who's on the 24th? Is that A?
Yeah, A, yeah.
Okay, and then 28th is KPFT, right?
Right.
Just trying to keep track of when we're going to have memberships. Okay.
By the end of the month. With,
okay.
If everything goes as planned, we should.
Okay. That was all, and thank you all. It's been a pleasure being on the call with all of you. Thank you.
Well, thank you.
Okay. This is LaVarne, just quickly.
LaVarne.
You know, I would certainly, I certainly believe in the, I guess the Willie Brown Speaker of the House position. Where, Assembly Speaker, where Willie Brown was counted out, and they were told that he didn't know how to count when they thought he had lost the Speaker's position. So, okay. So let's just see what happens. But, yeah, Carolyn, it's been a real, paperwork on the two committees. I think we've gotten work done.
Well,
someone
went
home. Phone home. It's there's on two committees of the PNB.
Would someone not mute themselves at this point? It's really an interruption and really very
exactly.
It seems to be quite deliberate. I'm sorry about that. My goodness.
How annoying.
We haven't had this much
right.
In a while.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But again, it's been in terms of.
I wonder who that could be.
I know. It's almost funny. But, again, to work on two committees of the PNB where there was actually work done, it's been a real pleasure.
Thank you, LaVarne. I've enjoyed working with you, too, despite all of the annoyances of
right.
some members.
And Carolyn and everybody else on this committee last year, I want to thank you. We've done a lot of good things, I think, move things in a positive direction, and a lot of hard work, a lot of Carolyn, you carried pain, laboring, or preparing this again. I'm sorry, I'm not in tune with the music.
I know, it's like
who's got the access to go here and do this?
You know what? Why don't everyone mute?
This
okay.
is on the program, and I think it's inappropriate.
Would everyone just mute?
Well, we're not doing anything.
We should just go on.
I guess that's...
Good night, everyone.
Okay. Right.
Good night.
Good night. Thank you, Carolyn.
And whoever's keeping this thing, go take your meds.